We continue our elections prayer focus. Today it's for the poll workers, the ballots, and some prayer points regarding that. So who are poll workers? They're essential to the running of elections. They're responsible for opening the polls on election morning, check in and assist voters and issue ballots. They implement election laws and procedures, maintain chain of custody of ballots. They oversee the voting equipment and supplies. And lastly, they close the polls, reconcile the number of voters checked in with the number of ballots cast at their location. They have a strong part in the integrity of the ballot summation. So, Father, we lift up poll workers who are so critical in the entire voting process. We pray for integrity. We pray for things to go smooth. We pray that they are able to deal with any conflict in a calm manner. We pray that they're able to implement the law and not do anything that's under the table, that's illegal, that goes against any kind of voter fraud, or that is voter fraud or bias or prejudice in any form, that they would take that oath and they would stay with the oath, that there would be checks and balances throughout the day so that no one would be able to do anything except what they're required to do, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, that you care about our government, because you establish government and delegates this authority to mankind to accomplish your will on earth according to your word. You hold nations accountable for their collective actions. You, God, have godly government should reflect kingdom values. We pray for a godly government in our communities, in our cities, in our county, in our state, and in our country. We pray for civil government that's called to protect law-abiding citizens and punish lawbreakers, that they would do that. We pray for the election process to be fair, honest, and free of corruption and manipulation. We pray for candidates to have an encounter with Christ that is life-changing if they do not know you. For candidates and leaders who are God-fearing to be protected, to continue to seek you, and to have favor. We pray, Father, that the discourse would be civil and respectful during this time of polarizing views. We pray for the physical protection for our president, vice president, all candidates, and current leaders during this season, that the election outcome would result in our nation being poised for greater spiritual growth and revival. We pray over every ballot, every vote, whether it is mailed, hand-delivered, or personally voted at a machine, electronic, or by paper, whatever format it's in, and whatever they end up deciding on how to prove they are who they say they are, that it would be done legally, ethically, and the outcomes would be for your praise and honor, in the mighty name of Jesus.